2:30, Tuesday afternoon, and it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. Now, Margaret, last week you were looking at Disney and Washington connections with Essex, but you're looking at something completely different, are you not, this week?
Yes, indeed. Now for something completely different. I'm looking at a female smuggler from Leon C.
A female smuggler. Well, 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 I have to tell you that I've misread this. I read it as a female singer.
Well, she might have been a female singer as well.
Yeah.
She was a very enterprising lady.
Right, tell me more.
This is a lady called Mother Gregson.
Mm-hmm.
That was her nickname. We're in the 1840s now in Leon C. And she dealt in smuggled tobacco. And she was a female Fagin. Probably someone like Charles Dickens would have made a story out of this woman. She employed only young boys to help her with passing on the smuggled tobacco, which came from ships that docked and was sort of handed over the side with no duty payable. And these young boys would help her by distributing the tobacco to merchants in London who provided her with forged invoices. So when the customs men came round on their regular visits, she was able to produce the paperwork. And she got away with this for a number of years.
Yeah.
And employing these young lads, I think on the basis that they look so young and angelic, no one would suspect them of being her runners or whatever. And apparently she made a very good living and eventually retired and bought a shop at Barking, which, of course, was also in Essex in its day.
So she retired and never actually got caught?
As far as we know from the records, she was never brought to justice, which is more than you can say for some of the people I'm going to talk about over the next few weeks.
Just have to ask you, how did the story then come out?
Well, the story is embedded in Lee folklore,
but
it was also reported in the Essex Chronicle newspaper of the time.
Well, I wonder how they found out. Good stuff. All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week?
I'm going to cheer us all up by talking about the Black Death.
Dear, oh dear. Okay, thank you very much.